You're listening to the best music from the Bay and beyond.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
With Scott Tinetti. Scott Tinetti. From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
My name is Scott, your host, and the song that you just heard was from a band called Uncut. They're from Toronto, Canada, and the track was called, Breaking Glass. And you can find out more about them at thenewviolence.com. That's a statement right there with your URL, thenewviolence.com. And that track comes courtesy of Iota Promenade, so I want to throw a big shout-out to those guys over there. Thank you very much. And then to kick off the show was punk legendary band, or legendary punk band, I suppose, NoFX, and the track was Seeing Double at the Triple Rock. Now, I am going to totally give you all my ignorance here right now. I'm just going to let it all out. I'm totally ignorant. For years, and maybe because they're on the Fat Records label, I just assumed that they were a Berkeley band. That's not the case. They're from L.A. And when I heard this song, Seeing Double at the Triple Rock, I thought, oh, I've been to the Triple Rock Brewery in Berkeley. Homemade brews. Fun place to go. You know, it's on Shattuck, not too far from the university. Cal being a, or Berkeley being a big college town with Cal there and everything. And so I thought that they were singing about it. Now, then coming along the lyrics about when in Minnesota and you've got a drinking quota, I thought that has nothing to do with Berkeley and 10 Below. And what the hell are they talking about? So I did a web search. And there actually is a Triple Rock Club in, it's either Minneapolis or St. Paul. The two cities just bump up against each other. So it's either one. But and where they play where they have live music. So that must be the Triple Rock that they were talking about. Go to fatrec.com to learn more about them. That was from their most recent album, Wolves in Wolves Clothing. Yes, I am ignorant. I made this playlist a little while ago, and I just, 2 minutes ago found out that NoFX is from LA. So this episode actually relies more heavily on non-San Francisco based bands. Last episode I had one from out of the area. They were from London, England, and this time I've got just, a few. A tiny handful of San Francisco bands, but that's okay because San Francisco still representing, going to come back in a big way in future shows. But the music on this show, I just really, I got a couple, rockers for you as evidenced by the first couple of tracks. And then we're going to kind of slow it down a little bit and then end with what is more or less a double shot. And I'll explain about that later. But right now, this is another Canada band, and I believe they are also from Toronto. I will do my due diligence while the track's playing. This is Drive By Satellite with In My World. Goes away.
church. We got no reason to hate it. Look past the immediate danger and everything's exactly as it should.
Just heard the Aimless Never Miss with their track Suburban Seas. You can check them out at myspace.com/theaimlessnevermiss. They are from the San Francisco Bay Area. Their MySpace page lists San Francisco and Oakland as hometowns. The members split between the various cities, but really good stuff. They submitted that to me not too long ago and decided to throw it in the rotation right away. So then to lead off that set was Drive By Satellite, and they are indeed from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and Drive By Satellite with In My World. Check them out at drivebysatellite.com. This track also courtesy of Iota Promonet, as was the NoFX track. I'm not sure if I mentioned that, but just a really great resource for bloggers, MP3 bloggers, podcasters, and they just, you know, they clear the rights and throw out the good music and we go and, you know, swallow it all up. So then, let's see, what to talk about. Don't really have anything this week. Just wanted to, you know, do my weekly thing because to me, consistency is pretty strong. I don't want to let too much time elapse between episodes if I can at all help it. And if I can plan well enough in advance, I generally know if I need to beef up on the recording schedule so that I have something waiting in the wings, hence the various mixtapes. And I got to do another San Francisco mixtape. I haven't done one in a while now, but I should have a couple waiting in the wings just in the off chance that I'm not able to do an episode. And sort of related, next week I'm not going to be releasing an IR San Francisco episode. Instead, I am going to be throwing down the pipe Insomnia Radio, number 124, and that's because I hosted it, or will host it. It's really weird when you record before things happen and talking about things in the past tense when they haven't happened yet, but I've already recorded it. It's just really strange. So anyways, next week, I actually will be out of town, so it's very fortuitous that I recorded episode 124 of the original Insomnia Radio. So if you're not a subscriber, this will be a little treat. And if you do subscribe to Insomnia Radio, which many of you may, I don't know for sure, you know, you can choose to listen again or you can choose to delete it, whatever you want. So that's coming up next week, and I'm pretty fired up about it. Excuse me. The winter's not gone, and neither is the cold. All right, next up is a band called Solar Powered People. They are from Modesto, California, which also lays claim to being the home base of the now-defunct Granddaddy. R.I.P., rest in peace, Granddaddy. But Solar Power People with their track, Start the Cycle. Have it from the Central Valley of California, from a town called Modesto. That was Solar Powered People, and their track, Start the Cycle. You can check them out at myspace.com/solarpoweredpeople. And they don't have their own website, but you can, they list as their website, 3ringrecords.com. It's a label out of San Francisco, one that I hope to feature on a Spotlight episode at some point this year. I mentioned a few episodes ago that I wanted to do, you know, highlight episodes, Spotlight episodes, whatever you want to call them, that feature and focus a particular label or a band or a club or a movement or something like that, just to kind of add a little, you know, spice, a little variety. whatever. I'm not very well prepared, as you can tell, but as my running mantra continues to be, it's all about the music, not this jackass who's sitting here and talking your ear off. All right, as I mentioned, we are going to close out the show with two more tracks, and it's kind of a double shot. Sort of. It's what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a track from a band called Hubcap. And I'm, of course, unprepared. So let me just type in their info here and see if I can get any info on them. No, of course not. Whatever. Hubcap is a band, I believe, out of Albany, New York. Now, I've screwed this up once before. I said a particular city, and it wasn't the right one. Damn it, I'll leave the links on the show notes. But they are from, you know, upstate New York, and just a killer, killer sort of alt-Americana band. And then I'm going to close out the show with a track from the lead singer and guitarist's new solo album. His name is Steve Golnick, and the track is called Face Down in the Dressing Room. And if you are a member of the Insomnia Radio Forum at insomniaradio.net/forum, you will probably be familiar with these songs as they appear on one of my mixtapes. I think it's both songs appear on mixtape 7. And I cheated and didn't tell anybody, but I essentially have the same artist with two different band names playing on the same volume. So I really hope you enjoy it. And if you want to send me some flame mail, scott@insomniaradio.net, tell me to get my act together and be more professional, damn it. I don't know if that'll help, but it might help you to vent. You can check out the site at sf.insomniaradio.net. Tune in next week when I guest host Insomnia Radio 124. It's got 10 tracks. It was so hard to choose what I was going to play, but I definitely wanted half of the music to be representative of the Bay Area and half from elsewhere that I've just collected over, you know, the past months and years of listening to independent music. So, with that said, here is Hubcap, followed by Steve Golnick. I hope you enjoy. Take care, be well, be good to each other, and see you next time.
perfect.
Freaking right.
around the hospital wing, getting plain flowers along the curtains and walls, while down the hall the needles were waiting in line, waiting in line, waiting in line, yeah, yeah, waiting in line.
Listening to the best music from the Bay and beyond.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
With Scott Tinetti.